Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. Welcome to Plain Talk. We're at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with the Guardian Avionics folks. And into Plain Talk is Ash Vij, President, CEO, founder, and chief guru of everything electronic. Welcome, Ash.
Thank you. Also, you forgot the dishwasher
humble
title.
Yeah.
My title also is
chief bottle washer.
Chief bottle washer. I mean, another.
So yeah. I see that Guardian's created this kind of very cool technology platform called Smart Power.
Yep.
So and the smart plane.
Smart plane is the smart entire plane. System.
Okay.
So the smart plane has, of course, a lot of smarts in it. Smart power is one of them. But what it is that we have used, just a little bit of background, we are famous for our CO detectors, and our CO detectors are standard in every Cessna, Cirrus, Diamond, Piper, aircraft, Diamond, California, Canada-wise. Then we also, slowly switched over, we started making iPad mounts. So we have iPad mounts from anywhere from the old iPhone 7 Plus all the way to the new XR phones.
Very cool.
And then we also make the iPad mounts, which are all the way from iPad mini all the way to the iPad 12.9. And so what our whole system is to slide the iPad mounts into the panel.
Right.
So once you put it into the panel, we have designed a cooling fan to keep it cool and to keep the whole iPad while you're flying.
Cool.
And so now our next process was that we have taken the iPad, we have designed a box called the SmartLink 851, which is a CO detector, a built-in CO detector, which we are famous for. A flight data recorder, a USB charger, but what it does is it also takes the data that's coming off the avionics bus, your G5 data for your pitch, roll, and AHARs. It takes your GPS data for your GPS location and the flight plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also take, if you have like a JPI engine instrument, we're robbing the data off the JPI. And then the whole goal is to get it to put it on the iPad and put all that data in an app.
Okay.
With our Guardian Avionics app. And so as you're flying, you're getting live data. So anytime you change anything on the G5, it shows up on the app. Anytime you do anything on the GPS, like flight plan change or anything, it shows up on the iPad. So the whole goal is to make the whole airplane fully iPad operational. So the customer says, oh, you know what? I really like 4Flight. So he can switch over to 4Flight. You know, hey, I really like
WingX
or Garmin Pilot or any one of these things. They can, and then, I really like Ash's app when I'm doing an approach. Or I really like Ash's, look at my engine instruments. So if my, and the great thing about our app is since it's all interconnected, we're the intercom on the headset, we can give you all the warnings like EGT low, CHT, or so we can really help you get it,
So we're really taking the, adding a safety element that you're historically known for with your CO detectors, monitors, and alerters, and really taking that same concept and applying to all aircraft instrumentation, information, collecting and processing, alerting real time with that data, and then pushing up to the cloud? Is that?
Yes. So once you touch down, the thing is seeing internet, it's dumping all the data on that flight it just recorded onto the cloud. So you can look at your EGTs, CHTs, your flight plan, your pilot logs, it'll update everything that we have, of course, on the cloud also.
Sure. And then I expect as modern telecommunication systems catch up with aviators, real-time access to your cloud while in flight then moves the proactive capabilities of your AI back end to say, hey, Ash, lean that engine out a little bit.
Yeah, and so the whole thing is once we get a good data on your aeroplane, and we start analyzing on the background, we should be able to tell you, you know, hey, what's happening with your engine, so that, and then you can also compare with other people, with the other people's data too. And so you can see, in flight, in cruise at 65 horsepower, I'm getting, like 8 gallons per hour fuel flow, but your EGT cylinder number 3 may be high. So you could say, hey, maybe my CHT baffling needs some cooling. Maybe I'm not getting enough cooling on my number 3 cylinder. So you can have your mechanic look at your baffle sealing.
So you're really bringing a virtual mechanic, virtual flight instructor, right seat, you know, helping protect the pilot in flight.
That is correct. And that is our goal. So one of the things with our app is like, you know, when you're flying, when you're like coming in for approach, you know, in these fancy big jets, they read you 80, 70, 60.
Yeah.
So we're getting the airspeed out of the G5. So we can tell you 80, 70, 60 on your headset without you have to worry about it. And all these things are going to be all controllable and says, you know, like the pre-flight checklist, you know, where it can read it to you. So this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Of course. Yeah. So what's on the horizon from the creative minds at Guardian Avionics?
Well, our goal is to take our app to the next level where the customer has much more confidence when he's flying. But at no time are we stopping him from not flying. In other words, our app will never take over the primary. So our app is strictly a secondary app. So if you forget your iPad home, you're still going to dispatch the aeroplane. You may not have all the bells and whistles, but you'll have the go IFR to shoot an IFR. You have your G5s. You have your Garmin Autopilot, GPS. So you can still do a legal approach.
Nice. So any final words for the Plane Talk audience?
Well, just if you guys get a chance, please go to our website, guardianavionics.com. In the coming months, we're going to be putting more videos up, posting, and as we are now getting a lot of installs going, make the customers start talking about our hardware system and see what they like.
Nice. Well, I'm sure that excuse the pun, the sky's the limit at Guardian.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that part, but...
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.